Welcome to the Farm to Table Talk podcast, where we talk about our food system from what we eat to how it's grown. I'm your host, Roger Wasson. Just before Vermont's mandatory GMO labeling law goes into effect on July 1st, Senate ag leaders have reached agreement on a compromise federal labeling legislation that would override state laws. The compromise has been led and agreed to by Democratic Senator Stabenow of Michigan and Republican Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas. They're going to try to get the Senate to act on their bill as soon as possible, but the House will not be in session until July 5th, after the Vermont law goes into effect. However, there is a ramp-up period for the Vermont law, and if the federal legislation passes both houses of Congress and is signed by the president, the state law would, in effect, be nullified. If you like to read about GMO labeling, good news for you, there's going to be no shortage of news articles, interviews, opinions, and blogs describing what's good or what's bad about the proposed Senate bill. If you already have your own opinions, you're likely to just read the views that you already agree with. But here I wanted to be sure that we can touch on what's actually in the proposed legislation and remind us what's actually in the Vermont law. So the opponents to the Senate proposal are already saying that what is needed in federal law is a simple mandatory label, as is to be required in Vermont. Senator Roberts says that he and Senator Stabenow's legislation are going to accomplish the following. Number one, it's about preemption. It would immediately prohibit states or other entities from mandating labels of food or seed that is genetically engineered. Number two, they'd come up with a national uniform standard, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture would establish, through rulemaking, a uniform national disclosure standard for human food that is or may be bioengineered. And number three is about disclosure. It would require mandatory disclosure with several options. And now I think this is an important part, that it's more than just printing. It could include text on the package, but it could be a symbol or a link to a website like a QR code or similar technology. Small food manufacturers would be allowed to use websites or telephone numbers to satisfy disclosure requirements, and very small manufacturers and restaurants are exempted. And number four, about meat. So foods where meat and poultry and egg products are the main ingredient, they're all exempted. The legislation prohibits the Secretary of Agriculture from considering any food product derived from an animal to be bioengineered solely because the animal may have eaten bioengineered food. So how do these steps compare to the Vermont law that will go into effect shortly? Well, the Vermont law has a title to one section titled Labeling of Food Produced with Genetic Engineering. And now I'm going to quote, "Except as set forth in Section 3044 of this title, food offered for sale by a retailer after July 1st, 2016, shall be labeled as produced entirely or in part from genetic engineering if it is a product offered for retail sale in Vermont and entirely or partially produced with genetic engineering. And B, if a food is required to be labeled under subsection of this section, it shall be labeled as following. Number one, in the case of a packaged raw agricultural commodity, the manufacturer shall label the package offered for retail sale with the clear and conspicuous words, produced with genetic engineering. Number two, again, I'm in the Vermont law. So number two, in the case of any raw agricultural commodity that is not separately packaged, the retailer shall post a label appearing on the retail store shelf or bin in which the commodity is displayed for sale with the clear and conspicuous words, produced with genetic engineering. Or three, In the case of any processed food that contains a product or products of genetic engineering, the manufacturer shall label the package in which the processed food is offered for sale with the words, partially produced with genetic engineering, and may be produced with genetic engineering, or produced with genetic engineering. Now, there's some exemptions in the Vermont law, and this particularly is one that says foods consisting entirely of or derived entirely from an animal which has not itself been produced with genetic engineering, regardless of whether that animal has been fed or injected with any food, drug, or other substance produced with genetic engineering. And there it seems like the Vermont law and even the federal legislation is recognizing that a large percentage of feed produced in the country, of corn and soybeans in particular, and increasingly alfalfa, has been genetically engineered. So it's the Vermont law is making exemption, as I think we'll learn that the proposed federal bill does as well. So now let's take a look at the bill that will be introduced by Senator Roberts and Senator Stabenow. And as most of you know, when it's introduced, it will go to a committee, it will be heard by a committee, it will get some action eventually by the Senate itself. It'll have to go to the House, and there will be probably a separate bill started on the House side that will be reviewed by the committees. And then there will be eventually a vote of the House. And if it passes both, it'll end up going to the president. And the president signs it, and we have a law. So here's what is being proposed on the Senate. And again, we're talking about legislation that would be proposed to preempt the Vermont law on GMO labeling. So it says it's a bill to amend the Agriculture Marketing Act of 1946 to require the Secretary of Agriculture to establish a national disclosure standard for bioengineered foods and for other purposes, being enacted by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress Assembled, Section 1, National Bioengineered Food Disclosure Standard. And the subtitle about National Bioengineered Food Disclosure Standards, it defines bioengineering, the term bioengineering and any similar term as determined by the Secretary with respect to a food refers to a food that contains genetic material that has been modified through DNA techniques. And I'm not quoting specifically there because it has a long word I always have a hard time with. And B, for which the modifications could not otherwise be obtained through conventional breeding or found in nature. And then it says the establishment of a national bioengineered food disclosure standard. So the department will be charged to establish a national mandatory bioengineered food disclosure standard with respect to bioengineered food and any food that may be bioengineered. And then the bill outlines all of the rules that are going to have to be put together by the USDA in preparation if this law becomes, if it becomes passed. Another important area in what's being proposed is called the study of electronic or digital link disclosure. And now again I quote, in general, not later than 1 year after the date of enactment of this subtitle, the Secretary shall conduct a study to identify potential technological challenges that may impact whether consumers would have access to the bioengineering disclosure through electronic or digital disclosure methods. Now, I'm off the quotation here and add a little interpretation. So I think what they're trying to find out are the different ways that people may be able to gather the information. So if there is just a QR code or there is a link or other information, you know, how will consumers deal with that? Some have pointed out that not all consumers have smartphones. And so if it's something beyond just a simple label, that they actually have to use technology to find the information. Is that going to be a problem or not? So that whole area is also going to be up to the USDA to research it further and to see whether or not it's going to be a concern. So when it comes to state food labeling standards, here's the language about state labeling standards. Notwithstanding Section 295, no state or political subdivision of a state may directly or indirectly establish under any authority or continue in effect as to any food in interstate commerce any requirement relating to the labeling or disclosure of whether a food is bioengineered or was developed or produced using bioengineering for a food that is a subject of the National Bioengineered Food Disclosure Standards under this section that is not identical to the mandatory disclosure requirement under that standard. Well, that seems a little extra language here to sort through, and it has some more language about consistency with certain laws. But again, it reinforces this proposed federal law and its preemption of any of the state laws or state standards. And then it has a section about the whole area of federal preemption. And it starts off with, no state or political subdivision of a state may directly or indirectly under any authority or continue in effect as to any food or seed in interstate commerce any requirement relating to the labeling of whether a food, including food served in a restaurant or similar establishment, or seed is genetically engineered, which shall include such other similar terms as determined by the Secretary of Agriculture, or was developed or produced using genetic engineering, including any requirement for claims that a food or seed is or contains an ingredient that was developed or produced using genetic engineering. And then another area that's interesting, and that deals with organically produced food. It says, in the case of food certified under the National or Organic Program, established under the Organic Foods Production Act, the certification shall be considered sufficient to make a claim regarding the absence of bioengineering in the food, such as not bioengineered, non-GMO, or another similar claim. So they are addressing the fact that the federal law dealing with certified organic already specifies that it's non-GMO. So some of this language, there's a little latitude there. It's hard to understand exactly what they mean, but it's interesting. So what I've said so far is just a straightforward presentation of the facts, just what the language is in this new proposed bill dealing with GMO labeling to preempt the Vermont law, and then the language that is in the Vermont law. Now I'll offer an opinion, and that opinion is simply that I think the areas that's going to draw a lot of comment will be how it's communicated and the different options that are going to be made available for the information to be presented. Because in the Vermont law, it was going to be fairly straightforward as just saying it contains food that was genetically engineered, and is very specific. The federal legislation is going to have several options to explore. There's that option to be putting the information out there, but then there's going to be a lot of potential technologies that might be able to be used. And I think that area is going to get considerable discussion. And I think it's going to require the research and study by the USDA that is going to be prescribed in passing the legislation. So I think after you've listened to this and you kind of review this whole issue, I think get ready to communicate with your congressman and senator and how you feel about it. They're going to want to know your opinion, so don't be shy.
Thanks for joining the Farm to Table Talk podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and subscribe to listen regularly on SoundCloud or iTunes to Farm to Table Talk.